Exactly. So here we're dealing with the Chanifa. Those are priorities are out of order. Mem Aleph on the base towards the bottom. So the Siman, remember, Allah is called them Chanifa. Afilu ubadim shad me'iman, even an uber, a fetus in the mother's stomach. Mekalelin oisai curses this person. Shenemar, oimer la rasha tzaddik, a person that says to a rasha, you rasha, you are a tzaddik. That's exactly what Chanif is. You take a rasha, a person that belongs nowhere, and you elevate him, you make him the highest thing. Ata you this person, yikovuhu amim, you will be cursed by nations. Amim, and the Gemara is going to dash in a second, yiz amuhu leumim, and he will be zam. Zam means, what is the word zam over here? It means anger, yizamu. It's another expression which means they're going to be rejected by the leumim. Is there Rashi over here on this pasuk over here? No. Over here, what's over here in the Sifta? Give me one second. There's a little clap over here. What does the pasuk say? What is the little shrine in the pasuk? One second, I can't find it. Here it is, okay. We have this long pasuk over here. Okay, pasuk says, Yikivuhu amim, yiz amuhu leumim. Okay, that's what the pasuk says. What's the Gemara Dash? The word koi means a klala. Vayiko is shame. That was the two parashios ago. In Parashas, no, that was last week, right? Parashas Emor was the Mekalel. The Ish HaYisraeli and the Isha, who is the Isha? I forgot the Isha. The last Ali of last week's parasha. Vayiko is shame. Vayiko is a little klala. Shemar loy. Kaboy, this is by Bilam, this pasuk. Loi kabo kel. Hashem did not curse. How can I go and curse a nation that Hashem did not curse? Loi kabo kel. V'ein lo'om. When it says lo'om, elo ubar. When it says an om, it refers to an ubar, shenemar. Ule'oim milo'oim ye'emotz. Shudashol mikra, one nation will be greater than the other nation, but the Gemara is making a drasha. We're thinking over here to Yaakov and Esau, they were in their mother's womb. So now when you take all that information, you plug it back into the positive part, it says, Oimer l'rosh l'tzadik, a person that says about a rosh is a tzadik. That's the classic, pure, unadulterated chanif, elevating nonsense. A rosh is nothing, and you're elevating him. Ata you, Yikvuhu, you this person, you will be yikvu, you will be cursed by amim, yizamuhu, which is also a similar word to curse, zam is anger, in this context means a curse, leumim, by the om, which means by the fetus in the mother's womb. What is the shaykhis, which is an uber, and a mechanef? The teretz is an uber. This is a very interesting, deep idea. This you have to study, talk to a psychologist. The human condition, a pure child is able to detect right and wrong. Emes and sheker. It is the Gemara suggesting of the point of Gemara's drasha. It's a chiddush. Built into the human condition is a lie detector. And what happens is when you get older and you come into this corrupt world and you listen to the news, your mind becomes affected and you begin to think what's MS sheker, what sheker is MS. But when an uber, a child, is in his mother's womb and he comes out into this world pure and unaffected, he knows the MS. So a child is the one that can smell out a mechanef naturally. Because the adult has not yet become tainted from the alma de shikr. Hear the word? Vayit in the Gemara. Is there any Rashi on this? No Rashi on this. No Rashi on this. Next Gemara. The Amar of Elazar. Kol adam sheish b'chanufa noifal b'gehenim. A mechanef goes to Gehenim. Shnemar. Hoi. Ho'oimim l'ra toiv. Someone who says about rat. So the same idea. You say about rat toiv. Ula toiv ra. That's really a late. The one that says that toiv is ra. But at the beginning of the passage about mechanef. Mak sivachrof. L'chein. The punishment is. What's his point? Ke'echol kash l'shoin esh v'chashash l'chava yirpa. Just like straw is eaten by fire, like echol kash is consumed by a l'shoin esh, a tongue of fire. a flame, a spark, or some type of fire, it consumes kash, straw and stubble. V'chashash lehava yirpeh. I don't know what that means. That part of the pasuk, I don't know what it means. Lechon kechol kash l'shon esh v'chashash lehava yirpeh. And the pasuk there talks about gehinom. Gehinom. Next gemara. If anyone flatters his friend, the end is the flatterer will become the servant of the flattery. Somehow the one that's mechonef will end up becoming the servant, becoming subordinate to the one that he flattered for no good reason. Shenemar, this is very important. Now we go into the whole sugya of Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu said to who? He said to Hananiah. Hananiah was a prophet. Okay? And he said this, Yirmiyahu was a prophet, and Hananiah was the Navi Sheker. Wasn't he the Navi Sheker? Let's see. Vayomer Yirmiyahu l'Hananiah, Omein, Kein Yaseh Hashem. Hananiah was a false prophet, and he said that there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. The Nebuchadnezzar is not going to attack. The Egyptians are going to help us. There's nothing to be concerned about. Everything is fine and good. Olam kiminhagoy noig. So Yirmiyah said, Amen, halavai. Halavai, you are correct. But I'm telling you, I also am a prophet. I'm a real prophet. You're a phony. I'm a real prophet. I'm telling you, the world is coming to an end. The world is coming to an end. Vayomer Yirmiyahu l'Hananiah, Amen, Kein Yasa Hashem, Halavai, what you're saying was true. Yokem Hashem es Devarecha, it's telling us not to worry about Nebuchadnezzar, not to worry about Egypt. Halavai. Uchsev, and what does it say? So therefore, what did Yirmiyahu do? Yirmiyahu was mechanif. The Gemara does not look at Yirmiyahu in a positive light in this pasuk. How could the Gemara say Lashon Hara about the holy prophet Yirmiyahu HaNavi? The Gemara is very critical. The Gemara Mr. Ron Goldberg is here. I got to move back the table a little bit over here to make room. Mr. Goldberg, can you push the table a little bit? Because I'm a little stuck over here. Excellent. Okay. We are in Daf Mem Aleph Amid. No, we're up to Mem Beis Amid Aleph now. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash, Mr. Ron Goldberg, the one and only.
There's another Ron Goldberg.
We're learning about the end of the world. We're learning about the world's coming to an end.
He lives in Far Rockaway, and his Hebrew name is Reuven. My Hebrew name is Yerachmiel.
Yerachmiel Begun. You know what that is?
Uh-huh.
You know Yerachmiel Begun is?
The name rings a bell.
He's the head of the Miami Boys Choir. He's now, the Goyim have become fascinated with him. He has millions of views on Goyim on his Miami Boys Choir, and they're talking about him in the Goy Shevel. They're very, very, very impressed. All right, Vaita. Vayihi Yehu Bashar. Over here we have a Maisa where.
Do you know what page we're on?
We're on page Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Vayihi Ubashar bin Yamin Visham, there was Baal Pikidois Ushmo Yiriya. And it says later on is that Yirmiyahu was Nishar bin Yamin, one of the kids of Yishalayim. Kedishar bin Yamin. You know what that is today? I know what it is today. Visham, there was Baal Pikidus. Who was Baal Pikidus? He was a person that was appointed over the city he was an officer. And he was there to make peace with the enemies, with Nebuchadnezzar's people. Ushmo Yiriya. Ben Shalemya, Ben Hananya. Ah, so here we have over here the Enochle of.
Are you on the first side or the second side?
First side. We're on the first side, Membeis Amud of exactly where you are.
Adrenalich.
Yep, that's it. Time to make a siyum. Mm-hmm. You should have gone tonight to Arya Victor. Have good food, a good shear.
He's not having a siyum tonight, otherwise I would have gone.
Chaval al da'avdin. How sad. He's not having a siyum tonight.
Chaval al ha'chashmal.
So over here it says, over here we have the grandson of Hananiah. The grandson of Hanani, his name was Yeriya ben Shelemya ben Hanania. Okay, so in case you're on Jeopardy and they ask you this question, who is the grandson of Hanania? You'll know from tonight's daf. Never forget daf Membez Omer Aleph. You have a photographic memory. Never forget the grandson of Hanania was Yeriya ben Shelemya ben Hanania, and Vayispois es Yirmiyo Hanavi. And this person, the grandson of Hanania, he grabbed Yirmiyo Hanavi, Lamar, and he mocked him. And he said, Lamar el hakastim at Neufel. And he said to Yirmiyo, Yirmiyo, you're going to be the first one to go. When the kastim, when the Nebuchadnezzar attacks, we're going to give you over to them. They're going to kill you. Vayoymer Yirmiyo. And Yirmiyo said to him, Sheker. It's a lie. I will not be given over to the kastim. Since the pasuk by Yispos Yirmiyahu, Vayivyehu El Hasadim, and he delivered him over to the enemy. So what do we see over here? We see over here that Yirmiyahu, he was mechanif. Pelde Gemara. Yirmiyahu was mechanif Hananya. How is he mechanif Hananya? Because Hananya was a false prophet, and he was trying to tell the people that there's nothing to worry about. There will not be a Churban. And Yirmiyah, he was mechanef him by responding, Amen, Halavai. Now, Yirmiyah only said that to him in the form of like a mockery. You don't know what you're talking about. If only it was taka true, what you're saying would be wonderful, but the truth is it's nonsense. We're in a lot of trouble. Yet, Chazal, Yoreid, L'Oimek Hadavar, and they viewed that statement of Yirmiyah saying to Hananya, Amen, Halavai, as a form of flattery. Even for a fleeting moment, you're giving the impression that, oh, Hananya is a Navi Emes. Even though it's, of course, understood by the people that it was just a form of mockery, but yet there is a little teeny mashahu of flattery. Oh, you're a good person. You're a Navi Emes. What you're saying is taka going to be. It's true. And that's a terrible thing because there's nothing as bad as a Navi Sheker. A Navi Sheker is the pits. It's the dregs of society to be a Navi Sheker. To be machti, choyte u'machti as a tzibur. These guys are the lowest of the low. You have meeting these guys? Okay, these are the guys who tell you they know everything. They know everything.
Obama.
They know everything.
And,
they know.
Joe Biden.
I used to be in the shiur in the morning. I would never say anything bad about Joe Biden because I know there were closet supporters of Joe Biden. You know that? There was one guy, I was shocked.
Yeah.
He was a very big fan of Joe Biden and very, very. So I don't want to, you know, antagonize him.
Yeah.
So I didn't say anything. I just kept my mouth shut. Uh-huh. I kept my mouth shut. But one time I couldn't hold back and I said something very nasty and he really gave it to me.
Wow.
And that was, it wasn't a very pleasant conversation. So I sort of like, I got this like illness now where I feel like I'm constrained. I can't say what I want to say.
You can't kick him out of the class, huh?
No, it comes to learn Torah. The truth is, Shir is not about politics, it's about Torah. Okay, fine. So this is the Ma'aseh Shehayah with Maim Chazal. We learned tonight, at least we learned something tonight, is that a person should stay away from flattery. Flattery is a terrible thing. A person goes to Gehenim for flattery. A person who speaks flattery, even the Ubadim Shebemei Iman, curse that person. And the third halacha is the person who you flatter, eventually you will become a subordinate. You will become under his authority, under his control. So the bottom line is never, ever flatter a person to whom you know to be a creep, Molly Sheker, just full of it. You know what makes people full of it? The rich people, the people that have money. Someone once said to me about a certain gevir, if he didn't have money, would you even look at him? I said,
if I were rich.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. So why are you so impressed with the money? I says, I don't know. Then there was one guy, he said to me, that this I couldn't believe. This guy, he holds it. You know, the way Hashem made the world
is
with money.
Who's eavesdropping on your share?
Only one person, Rabbi Shaul Lehman, is here tonight. Rabbi Shaul Lehman is so great, he is so magnificent, he's shakal kineged thousands of people. Mm. Who has the biggest share, me or Eli Stefanski? I have a much bigger share because he is shakel kineged all of the people that listen to him. Okay, that's now we go to Nugumar. Omar Rabbi Loza, Naigumar, Nugumar, Bemar Loza. Kol Eda, Sheyeshba, Chanufa, Nuusa Hilif, Nuusa Kinida. In Eda, now we're discussing over here, we're discussing now a new concept. We're not discussing a single individual that is a Machone, we're discussing a Tzibur, a group of people who together, they come together to say Chanufa about another person. Nuusa Kinida, they are disgusting like a Nida. A woman that's in Nida, the Gemara here is telling us, is Me'usa. That's a Chiddush, no?
Yeah.
Why is she Me'usa? She's just Tamei, Tamei. Why is she called Me'usa? I don't know. Harina Shneemar, Ki Adas Chonef Galmud. Pasuk in Iyov, Job, the assembly of the Chonef, the assembly, a Tzibur that flatters other people who are no good, they're called Galmud. The word Galmud is an unusual word. What does it mean, the Galmud? The Gemara makes a drasha. Shekein bekrache hayom karn lenida galmuda. In the sea cities, their language was that the word Galmud, if you look it up on Google, translate Galmud in the krache hayam, was called a nida, was called a Galmud. My, in other words, what is the etymology of the word Galmud? My Galmud. What is the etymology of the word Galmud?
Where's the chosid tonight?
What? The chosid? I don't know. I don't know what happened to him.
Didn't give you any excuse.
Strike. Maybe I said something that nice. My galmuda, gemula, it means gemula mi ba'ala. The word gemula means she is distant from her husband. So okay, that's the more making a drash pasuk in Iyov. The person is a mechonef. Shtei in the pasuk, adas chonef is galmud. And really what galmud means, another language, it means a woman who's a nida with a negative connotation, a person that at Sibor, they are separated. They are considered to be disgusting. Next, we'll also call Eda Sheish B'Chanufa, another halacha number five. We're up to halacha number five, bad Chanufa. Sheish B'Chanufa, L'soif Goyla, that Eda is going to go into exile. Ksif Hach, it says, Ki Adas Chonef Galmud, and Ksif Hassan, it says in Isaiah 49:21, if every one of these preachers comes to you on the train, you tell them, yeah, go look what it says in Isaiah 49:21 and go jump in the lake. V'omarta bil vavech mi yolali es ele v'ani shikula v'galmuda goyla v'sura. That's really a nice pasuk. Okay, this is a good pasuk. You say this in the Haftorah. In the Haftorah, which Haftorah is this? Which Haftorah do we say this pasuk? You know which Haftorah this is? V'omarta bil vavech mi yolali es ele v'ani shikula v'galmuda goyla v'sura. I think we say this on Yom Tov. I think we say, if I'm not mistaken, we say this on Pesach, right? We say this on Pesach, one of the days of the one and a half Torahs, talks about the Geula and the Yerushalayim. Eretz Yisrael is going to be rebuilt in super fast warp speed. And we're going to be astonished. Look at the miraculous growth. Okay? If I was a Zionist, I would say this about the Medinas Yisrael. But I'm not a Zionist. But I shouldn't say that. Okay, I'm just joking around with you. Weiter. Hade, fine. And Gugavani Shakul, Gugamud, Gugamud, so we say, Mio, yes, Ela, Vani, I am Shakul, Shakula, Shakul means bereaved. The Galmuda, here's the word. Galmuda means I am divorced from my husband. Goyla, exile, Visura, and turned away. Okay, so that's the fifth halacha, that is the fifth halacha regarding Khanifa. Now we come to number six. Amrab Yirmiya, Barabba, Arba Kitois, there are six Kitois, Hain, Ein, Mikablois, Pnei, Shechina. There are four groups that are not Zoycha, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Shol, Rabbi Shol, Lobel.
Could you move just drop to your right? Thank you.
Shol Lobel has arrived into the Beis Medrash. We're almost about to start the next parak in a few moments.
Yeah.
But right now, Amrab Yirmiya, Barabba, Arba Kitois, Ein, Mikablois, Pnei, Shechina. Number one is Kat Leit Sonim. Number two, the kat chanef, as we explain the difference between these two. Number three, the kat shakorim, liars. The kat misaprei l'shoyin hara. Okay, the Gemara, how do you know about these four groups? What's the source for this? The Gemara says, kat leitzim, tzitzif, moshach yodai es leitzitzim. Hashem has withdrawn his hair from the leitzitzim. Kat chanefim, tzitzif, it says, ki loy lefonov chanef yavo. The chanef will not come in Hashem's presence. Number three. Kat Shakarim B'Tziv. It says in the Pasuk, Doiver Shakarim Lo Yikoin Linegedena will not be present before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Kat Mesarpa Lashnara. B'Tziv Aki Loikel Chofetz Resha Oto. Lo Yigur Chora. Evil will not sojourn in Hashem's presence, but tzaddik at Hashem lochein yogur bim gurcha. Therefore, lo yogur bim gurcha ra. Okay, so therefore, we learned in total today 6 ma'amori chazal related to the concept of chanifa. Now let's go back to the simon.
What's worse, chanifa or lashon hara?
Lashon hara. They're both. Everything is no good. It's like food, dieting. What is the? How do you diet? There's a very easy rule. If you want to lose weight, it's very easy.
Yeah.
You taste whatever you want. If it tastes good, you're not allowed to eat it. Very easy. Mm-hmm. Everything is no good. Whatever comes out of your mouth, I'll tell you one thing.
This is the Rabbi Levine diet.
One thing I used to know, I learned this is very, very good. This really helped me, Yishnov. This helped me.
If it tastes bad, then you should eat it.
This helped me very much. About Lashon Hara, mm-hmm. All you have to do is to train yourself not to talk about people. You have a conversation. Don't think about Lashon Hara, bad, good, this. Don't talk about people. You have a conversation, talk about things. Don't get involved in the conversation, even though your intent is to say nice things, this. It's always going to lead. It's going to lead to Lashon Hara. Don't talk about people. Don't talk about people. You talk about the weather. You talk about coffee. Talk about... Look at this hat. Look at this hat. Look at the magician's hat. You talk about...
It's a spinker hat.
You talk about things. Don't talk about people, and you're very good. That will solve about 95% of Lashon Hara. If you don't talk about people. You don't have to get involved in bad, good, this, that. So the bottom line over here is we have a simonim. We have over here 6 simonim. Af, Uber, Gehenim, Biyodai, Nido, and Goyla. So let's review the halacha of the day. What was the first one? Was Af. What was the Af? I don't know. What was the Af? The first one was the Uber. I don't know. Let's go back to the series of the Sifta. What was the Af? No, they don't want to comment over here. I don't know what the Af is.
Af is getting angry.
I'm the Rosh Hashanah, but the first one over here was the Uber. So where did the word Af come from? I don't know. Okay, then the second one was the Uber. That we know the Uber curses the person. Gehenim, you go to Gehenim. Biyodai. What was Biyodai? That you will fall in the hands of the one that you are machanif. Nida. She becomes like a Nida. And Goyla is the person will go in, the tzivu will go into exile. All right, fine. Now we go to a new parak. We're going to start now. Hadron Allah Elu Ne'morin. Hadron Allah Elu Ne'morin. Hadron Allah Elu Ne'morin. Halavai, we should be here. Do this again. Now we go to a new sugya, a naya sugya, Meshuach Muhammad. A Meshuach Muhammad Shah Shemadabir La'am Beloshna Koyde Shayimadabir. Okay, now we go back to the sugya. This is the conclusion of the previous parak, is that what mitzvahs in the Torah must be done in Lashayna Koydesh, and what can be done in any language that you prefer. Right, Rabbi Shmim is giving a series of shirim on this, right? Correct? About the 3 different languages there are 4 languages. That are very dominant in the eyes of Chazal. Number one is Lashon HaKodesh. That's in a class by itself.
I've heard of that one.
And then there are 3 more which Chazal pay a lot of attention to. Number one is Aramis Aramaic. Then there is Ivris. Ivris. Is it called Ivris? Oh, Mr. Rapport, you're here over here. Shalom Aleichem, Mr. Rapport is here. Welcome, greetings. There is Arabic. And then there is Yevanis, Greek. That's the 3rd one. Yevanis, Greek, Aramaic, and Ivri. Ivri is
ancient Hebrew.
Not ancient Hebrew. It's the language of the Aver Hanor. It's like I think it's Arabic, right? I think today it's Arabic. Arabic. There is Arabic, Aramaic.
So what does this have to do with our...
So when we talk about that you're allowed to say something in a different language, does that mean you can say it in English?
Or no, does it mean...
Oh, so
you should not, right?
But then we learned the whole Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah before. And the Mishnah before says that there are certain mitzvahs can be said only in Lashon HaKodesh, and there's some can be said in not Lashon HaKodesh. Now, you have to be very careful. Does that mean you can say it in English? Can you say Kriya Shema today in English? Can you say Kriya Shema today in French?
Well, according to the Chacham of B'chol Lashon, Shatul Shema.
Oh, so what does it mean B'chol Lashon? So you have to be medactic because first, English is not even, the language that we have today are not even real languages.
I know.
English is from Latin.
From Latin, yeah.
Even
Spanish.
The English that we have today, the English today
Any
is really a slang of the really, of old English, the Queen's
right.
English. And even English really is stolen from
English
Latin.
English is not an ancient language.
Okay, it's stolen. So therefore, when it says that you're allowed to say when you say that you're permitted to say do a mitzvah in another language, what exactly?
From probably
does that
70
mean?
Languages.
Oh, so there are 70 languages, but among the 70 languages, Rabbi Shmuel says this. He told me this. Among the 70 languages, only three. There are three that are in a class by itself. There are 67, and there are three. And Lashon HaKodesh is Oyla Al Gabeim. The three languages Chazal are busy with all the time is...
So Aramish is one of them.
Aramis, Ivris.
And I think Yavanis.
And Yavanis, exactly. Those
the mission
languages.
You see in the mission in Megillah talks about Yavanis. Yafas,
Yishkam, Yolishim. Okay, now, Udeyo Meshuch Muhammad. Meshuch Muhammad is a Muhammad, there's a war. And there's a war, so you have to have the Meshuch Muhammad. He has to go and be Mechazik.
There's a special coin like Pinchas.
Right.
He was a coin...
No, you're right. The Koyen Meshuach Milchama. Parshas,
It was a designated Koyen.
Shoiftim, Kiseitse, where is the Meshuach Milchama? Where is it? You have to know. It's very important thing. A real Talmud Chacham knows anything you say to him will tell you the Parsha and the Torah. If you can't tell you the Parsha and the Torah in an instant.
Matos.
No.
Mechaim is Midian. Sure.
No, the Miss Meshuach Milchama?
Yeah, says Meshuach
the three, they go out and
look
they ask
up.
You, no.
Look it up.
There was
Matas.
A war. There was a war, Matas, but the Meshuach Milchama.
It says Meshuach Milchama.
No.
Sure, when they killed Bilam.
I'm talking about the halachas. I'm talking about the Miu Yish.
The
halachas.
Of
Miu Yish, Hayori V'rachalivov, Yeyelech Yeshuv L'Reisai. Bona Bayis Chodosh.
But you have to go back. That's Tosh Kiseitzei.
Okay, good. You see, he's a real Talmud Chacham.
That's what you mean?
Yeah,
you
and then the
laws,
the halachas,
okay.
The halachas.
Yeah, okay.
So here, Meshuach Muhammad, Yassir, and so let's go Mishnah. So Meshuach Muhammad, Beshah Shemadabra La'am.
By the way, I just want to tell you, there's a Rambam. In one place it says,
what
you mentioned before.
Later, but right now we want to go to the daf. We're trying over here to cover two daf tonight. Easy daf, but Golias.
You wish it. Nay.
I wish it.
Nay,
Meshuach. Why? Every night we learn a daf, no?
Halavai. Zug the Mishnah, Meshuach Muhammad.
Meshuach Muhammad. Okay? Beshah Shemadabra La'am, when he speaks, Beloshon HaKodesh, Shoyim Medav. You would speak them in Loshon HaKodesh. Shenema, how do you know? How do you know? Why can't the Meshuach Muhammad speak them in English? Shenema, Vachoyah, Kikor Vechem El HaMulchama, Venigash HaKoyen. The Koyen, the Gemara is darshing one thing at a time. Who's the Koyen? This is not the Koyen Gadol that goes Lefnai Velefnim. This is the Koyen Meshuach Muhammad.
And he has to be anointed.
How many garments did he wear? Eight garments.
Eight.
He wore the eight garments. Ze Koyen Meshuach Muhammad. It says now, v'diber el ha'am, the Gemara is making a drasha. V'diber, the words v'diber el ha'am, the Gemara's drasha is b'loshon ha'kodesh. How do you know it's loshon ha'kodesh? So is the Rashi saying over here, v'diber el ha'am is b'dav k'loshon ha'kodesh?
No
Rashi. It has to be a drasha. The Gemara will tell us the makar soon. Vait, it's a very long Mishnah. Very long Mishnah. Now here we go. V'am alehim, what does he say? He says to them the following, Shema Yisrael. Okay, atem, the whole passage that says, atem k'im Muhammad. Al oyveichem. What does it mean? So this is very important. He's telling you have no rachmanis. This is very important. When you go to war against goyim, there is no rachmanis. No rachmanis. Because if you have rachmanis upon them, they'll kill you. They will be a terrible thing.
So the chardis is Pashka Saitse.
Fine. V'yam aleihem Shema Yisrael. You're going to war against. You're going to war. Shema Yisrael. Atem v'mayim l'mechama. Al, who are you going to war against? The Gemara in the Mishnah says Al oyvechem. The word is dashing each pasuk. Each word is pasuk. V'lo al achichem. It's not lo Yehuda al Shimon. Okay, the Mishnah over here is incidentally telling you all the different situations in the history of the Jewish people where there was domestic strife amongst different segments of the Jewish population. Lo Yehuda al Shimon. V'loy Shimon al Binyamin. She'im, because in those situations in Jewish history, when there's a fight amongst Jews, if one will be one shevet will be defeated by another shevet, then she'im tiblu biyadam yirachamu aleichem. The winner, the victor, will have rachmanis. K'mashenema, like it says in the pasuk. Where do we find this? We find this by Pekach Ben Rimal Yo. This is the beginning. This is the dawn of Yeshaya.
He was one of the kings.
Malchei Yehuda was
one of the kings, right?
Right. He was the Melech of who? The Melech of the Malchei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael for many, how many years? For many of 200 plus years were divided. There was a split in the Malchus. Rechavam after
Yerubim
Yerub Ben Nevat. It split. And there was the Malchei Yisrael and the Malchei Yehuda. So there was civil wars going on in Klal Yisrael. There it says, "Vayikum on Oshma Asher." So there, what happened in that mice over there with Pekah Ben Amalyahu? He was the Melech of Yisrael. Vayikum on Oshma Asher Nikvu v'Shevos. That was specified.
Right.
Says in the pasuk, "Vayachaziku v'Shevia," and they won war there. They won the war there. They took the spoils of war. The Bashivis, the captives, the Chol Ma'aru.
We're talking about Yidden amongst
yes.
themselves, okay.
Yes, the Malchai Yehuda and the Malchai Yisrael, they were killing each other.
Okay.
Because the Malchai Yehuda were loyal to Hashem. And the Malchai of Yisrael, they were mostly Rishoyim.
Okay.
They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And there was a war. And who won the war? This battle? Pekach ben Ramalyo, the Melech of Yisrael, won the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And he had now in his possession, under his authority, the Jews from Yehuda. So yeah. What did he do to them? He didn't kill them. He was good to them.
Yeah.
He took the Geneva Conventions. He was good to
what
them.
What does V'chomer Ramayim mean?
What?
Says V'chomer
Ma'arumayim. Hilbishu min ha-shalol v'yalbishum. All of the Ma'arumayim. I think it means the spoils. I don't know. The piles.
Yeah, that's right. The lashon from pile. Yeah.
Hilbishu min ha-shalol v'yalbishum. He took I think it means over here, the spoils of war.
The clothing.
What did he do? Hilbishu. He dressed from all of the assets.
And he put their shoes on.
He dressed the people. He dressed the captives. Hilbishu min ha-shalol v'yalbishum. He dressed them. V'yan ilum. He put on shoes. Vayachilum yedim to eat, vayashkum, vayisuchum. He smeared oil on their bodies. Vayinahalum, and he put them in limousines. Bachamayrim l'chol kosh. Anyone that was kosh, anyone that was stumbling, that was injured from battle, they were given assistance. They were put on a donkey to be transported to safety.
Yurei Chai tomorrow.
So what do you see? Vayevim he brought them to Yurei Chai, Ir Hatmodim, Eitzel Achayim to the brethren, Vayeshuvu Shoimroin, and they returned them, Vayeshuvu Shoimroin.
Oh, so he took them back home.
He took them back home. So what do you see over here? You see over here there's a Muhammad, and they had Rachmanis upon them. And when there was a civil war, a battle between Pekach Ben Ramalyahu and the other camp, they had Rachmanis. But over here the Mashiach Muhammad is trying to. This is one of the halachas that he has to tell the people: you're going to war against goyim. Goyim are not like Jews. You're not familiar. There is civil. There are always civil strife amongst people, and you have to understand that when you have fights among yourselves, you have rachmanis upon one another at the very end. But the goyim are not going to have rachmanis upon you.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be good to them, they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
So therefore, the first thing that he warns the people is that when you go to war, you shoot to kill.
Yeah.
No rachmanis. There's a terrorist. Terrorist, yeah. You blow up the whole building. You don't have to worry about collateral damage.
We're I'm assuming we're referring to Mechemes Mitzvah, not Mechemes Rishos.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Not necessarily. Maybe it's the Mechemes Rishos also. Yeah, if there's a need to go to war, there's no rachmanis in war. You can have rachmanis upon them, they'll come back and they'll kill you. Al oyveichem atmalchem, shimtim biyodim ein berachm alechem, they'll have rachmanis upon you. Next, what's the next instruction? Al yerach levavchem, al tiru, tiru, al tiru. This is not a shonach, this is a tiru. Dum da be afraid. Okay, there is, no, what am I saying?
Yeah, very
tiru,
good.
Tiru, shvonach. Vayamin the T-R-U, pronounce the race separately.
Do not be afraid.
Do not be afraid. V'al tachvazu. What's tachvazu? It also means do not lose your yishuv hadas. V'al tarzu mipnehem. Do not be terrorized.
Okay,
so what does that mean? The more makes a drasha. Each word one at a time. Number one, al diyach levavchem. V'nei tzahala susim. We're telling you here we went on ancient warfare. When they go to war, one of the weapons of war is noise.
Galloping noise, of this horses.
Noise is a very powerful tool in war.
Right.
Do not be afraid of the tzahalas susim, the shouts of the horses.
The galloping, no?
No, tzalas means tzalim, tzohalav v'samecha.
Oh, it means the noise.
La'yehudim ha'yisohar v'sam tzohalav.
Why? Because they run.
Shouts.
Because
right. The
horseshoes.
Haram askol, it says over here. Next, do not be afraid of the tzitzuach charevois.
Rashi says it.
Tzitzuach means when they go to war, they take out their swords and they bang the swords one against the other. You bang, you make a clinging sound when you bang the swords one another. Do not be afraid. Next word. That's what it means. That's what it means. Al yirach. Al tiru. Do not be afraid. Nay, hagofas tirisin. They bang their shields. This is a very big. Did you ever watch a documentary?
Like Stimbo, like what do you call?
If you watch, Kedai to see this documentary. How they, in the ancient times, they fought with shields. The shields, they still don't even know today how they were able to do this. Ancient warriors, they carried shields that were made of bronze. They weighed 100 pounds more. And they were able to hold these shields in war, and they didn't use it just to it wasn't only used to prevent,
from arrows,
but they used it offensively. They would shove the shields upon their enemy to kill them, to crush them. And they would interlock with one another. And when they went out, when they marched in war, they would bang one, each soldier had a shield that weighed a ton, and they would bang it against their fellow man in the march. And the noise was deafening, and it terrified the enemy. This is an art that's lost from us today. But in ancient warfare, part of
why? Because of the weight, they don't know how they were able to do it.
Yeah,
they had to be strong.
It doesn't make sense. How strong could you be ready? How strong they had the shields that we know that they used.
The adrenaline.
They used were beyond belief.
And Rashi says to scare them.
And they were banging one against another in order to scare the people. Hagofas tirisin. It's a very important principle.
What does hagofas mean?
To bang. To bang. Of the shields, one against the other. Next, the shifas hakal gasin. Now, what does that mean? It means shifas means the abundance of hakal gasin, which means the soldiers. This is a unique word.
Yeah, you find this.
You have to memorize this word. What do you find this here? Yeah, what do you find this word?
Forgive me. You find this in modern Hebrew. You find this word as well.
Oh, Zionism.
I'm a Zion.
Hakal,
this is what I've seen.
Hakal gasin. I beg you, if you study some of the piyutim, the yitzros, you'll find this word somewhere. It's an Aramaic word. Uh-huh. It's not a common word, which means soldiers.
Right,
and
right,
here,
right,
in this kind, there's an impelde gazachot over here. It means numbers. Even if you have soldiers, I can't, don't know, being yamin l'smol, just having a lot of people on the battlefield, it creates an impression of strength. So you see, like you see these from Meiron, you see what goes on in all these videos.
Like Asa, 400 men, they got scared.
Exactly. Numbers. Like you look at some of these videos, you're a Kaddish, you don't look at this piece of glass over here. I look, there's a very, very good WhatsApp group called Sparks of a Nation. Very beautiful things. He sends it every day, so many different things. What is going on in Klal Yisrael? These beautiful little, like 20-second clips. And Lag BaOmer, he probably put out 50 of them. He showed you Lag BaOmer in Meiron, Lag BaOmer in Satma, Lag BaOmer in Vizhnitz, Lag BaOmer in Australia. And a lot of these asifas, you see mamish, thousands and thousands of people. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
When you see big numbers, it creates an impression. And that was also part of the art of warfare.
Yeah.
The shifas means the abundance, hakal gasin. Next, al tachpizu. What does that mean? Do not be afraid. That refers to Mikol Kironois. That is from the sound of the wagons driving on the road, like the cleats of the tanks.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a certain sound which creates
chariots.
Terror.
Yeah, chariots. Yeah.
Al-ta'aretzu, do not be afraid. Another word, I don't know the difference in all these different words. All
the
these words,
the Malbim probably, he wrote a same shapes in the Duff and explains
all
everywhere.
The same. Not so sophisticated. We call tzivachos, the enemy, they would taught how to shout.
Yeah.
They would shout. Art of warfare, if you notice, the common denominator in almost everything over here, it's all smoke and mirrors. We're not even dealing over here with actually a weapon, an F-16, an F-35. We're not even dealing with the actual weapon itself. We're dealing with psychology. We're dealing with sound and vision.
Yeah.
You have horses, you have the sound of the wheels, the sound of the shields. You have the perception, there's a very big army. The soldiers are screaming, hip hip hooray. Should never ever say that expression. Hip hooray was said by the Crusaders when they killed Jews. It was a shouting sound.
Nee.
So they would say that like a way to encourage themselves. Fine. Okay, vaita. So far we learned two lessons. We only came to learn the Kedai. We learned only two lessons over here. The Koyim Shach Muhammad, he takes the people and he's giving them instructions. And he must give them the instructions in Lashon HaKodesh. And what is the meaning of, what is the deeper meaning of these instructions? So two yisoidus that we learned. Number one, he has to impress upon the people, the goyim are not like yidden. When you go to war, you have to know, don't have any rachmanis. Have no rachmanis. You save, you have rachmanis, they'll just come back to haunt you. Number two, don't be afraid of perception. Train yourself to focus on the weapons. Don't focus on sound. Sound and vision. Because these things are not lethal. They're just tricks. They're there to play with your mind in order to get you afraid. Isn't it a beautiful Gemara? Teaching over here, learning over here, laws of Mamash psychology. Vaita, Ki Hashem Elokeichem. Ki Hashem Elokeichem. What's going on over here? Is this thing still working over here? Good. Ki Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem Elokeichem. Ha'olich Imachem. Heim. This, they would say this pasuk in the Young Israel when they would be mispalel for the Tzahal. The Chayalei Tzva Hagadol
Yisrael. Oh, it says Hashem
Elokeichem.
This is a continuation of what he says.
The Meshkoyim Shemachem.
Oh, okay.
Heim. They would say him. Bomb. He would say that when they come to fight, they come to fight.
Hashem is going with you.
Nitzchoyin Yisrael Basav Adam. Don't be impressed with them. They're coming to fight with the talent and the koyach of a human being. You're fighting b'shem Hashem. You're fighting on a different dimension. The koyach of the Ribbono Shel Olam is overpowering you there. But you're coming atem boim b'nitzchoyinu shel makom. Okay, three yisoidos. Weiter.
Yes.
Next. Now the Gemara gives examples. Okay, now the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a very long Mishnah. The Mishnah is giving examples. Polishtim, we give an example. The Polishtim bohu b'nitzchoyinu shel Goyas. Unbelievably said, when the Polishtim came to fight against Klal Yisrael, who was their hero?
Goliath.
He was a giant.
No, it says about he was 9 amas.
9 amas. Oig Melech HaBashem was 30 amas. Moshe jumped up to his ankle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
His ankle.
Or just his
no,
ankle.
No, just his ankle.
No,
was just,
ankle was 30
his ankle
amas.
Was 30 amas.
Yeah, yeah.
Just got in the stick. Moshe
but Goliath wasn't
amas.
A giant. He was just very...
Whatever.
He was unusually tall.
He was a very great danger of Klal Yisrael.
He was the son of Arpa.
Arpa, right. The Rus coming up. Rus.
Arpa must have been very old then at the time. You make the
chesed. He was a very
sure.
Big. Okay.
Rus.
Yeah.
David
came
out. It was like a fourth
Rus
of generation.
Rus lived to see Shlomo HaMelech. Ima Shel Malcha. She sat next to Shlomo HaMelech.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Benitzchon Shel Goliath. Yeah. Moha Yosef. What was the end of Moses? What was the Goliath? Lusayf Navlachem. The end was he fell b'cheref.
Right.
The Naflu Imo fell with him. He fell. This is a Pelde Gemara. It's not what it says in the Medrash. Everyone knows the Medrash that Goliath died from a stone.
Yeah.
So what's Shans
the Prisha brings it very bekitzer.
So Sapella, we know that the David Hamelach he went and he told he made a deal with the stone, and the stone he shot it through a stone.
Because he was dressed in iron.
Dressed in armor.
Armor. Right.
And David said, "Do me a toiva. Let the stone penetrate the metal." And in reward, until this point in time in history, how did they do bris milah?
With a stone, like
a stone. They took a stone, a sharp stone. And David made a deal. He made a deal with the metal. Let the stone penetrate the armor, the metal that is protecting Goliath. And if you'll do that, we will mikanul haba use metal for bris milah.
Yeah.
So, and the stone...
What did they use before?
Sorry?
What did they use before?
Stone! By Yikach Tzepoira Esatzor. They use stone. The original way of bris milah was with stone.
And that medrash is only found. We don't have that medrash.
Yeah.
Tzener Renner brings that
medrash.
That's some say when he saw that.
We're sitting in the
he started learning Tzener Renner. Some say when he saw it, he never heard that medrash.
You saw learning Tzener Renner?
Yeah.
We learned.
I don't know the fully.
You learned Tzener Renner? We're here in the Ezes Noshim. We're in the ladies section of the shul now.
But interesting, the Prisha brings it very kids interesting because I'm safer. I'm not aware
well,
of that.
Well, that problem is that what it says there in the center of the end is contradicted, befeirished by a Mishnah, Mesech Tassoy Daf Membeis. It says there, Moho Yisoyfer, Lesoyf Nofal Bacherev.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Befeirish, not like the Tzener Re'enah.
It could be reconciled. I don't know how, but okay.
It says Befeirish, Lesoyf Nofal Bacherev. He didn't die
through
a sword. He died through a stone. The stone penetrated his head.
No,
and that
it's not
was the
a
deal.
Steeler. No. It says he was covered except for his eyes. He was covered
but it
head
says
to
in the
one second. So he went in, he lost his balance, then he was able to chop off his head.
Oh, so here.
That's what I'm thinking.
He didn't actually kill him.
He just made him fall down.
Is that the stone made him unconscious. Unconscious.
Ah,
and then David finished him off
right.
with the cheref. All right, I have to plug this in because we're not going to have a shear in a second.
It's interesting, the Goyim in the secular world, this is one of the stories that they know, one of the few stories. David and Goliath.
They know nothing. It's a Pella.
They picked up
they
on this.
They know nothing.
Samson, Delilah, David, Goliath.
They know nothing. They don't even know what bathroom to go into.
No, I'm just saying somehow this is like every elementary. Well, today, forget about
don't
today's elementary.
Don't on the Goyim.
Forget about the kids
nothing.
Today. They don't know anything,
know
but I'm just saying.
They live in a world of make believe. All right.
Nay. David and Goliath.
Gotta get this. Gotta stick this in the tissue box here.
So he just got him.
You know the other market shoe that has a tissue box?
Nay.
Weiter.
Nay.
Pelishtim Bo became the Nitzchoymishal Goliath. And with him went down the whole nation. Gesundheit. Bnei Amon Bohu, the Bnei Amon, they came. That was in their army. That was their general. His name was Shoivach. He was the Saratzava of Hadad Ezer the Melech of Aram. Okay, he was their strong man. He was their
general.
Of Amoin. Amoin. What was the end of Shoivach? He also was killed. Nafalima, they all died with him. The Atem, but Klal Yisrael, Hashem is going with you. Atem Ken, you have nothing to worry about. Okay, so that's the third Yisrael. The third Yisrael over here is that your Koyach comes from Hashem, not from the Koyach of Adam. Next principle is Ki Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem Elokeichem, this thing is not working. I'm afraid that we have problems over here with this. Does this thing work over here? Oh, this is not a good thing. Oh, it's not working so great. Okay, yeah. Right, next.
Yeah.
Next part. Hashem Elokeichem is coming to fight for you. Zeh Machane, what is that? Zeh Machane Ha'oroin. The Oroin went out to Muhammad. Now, this is also very problematic because in the history of Klal Yisrael, the Oroin only went to Muhammad once. There's only one time the Oroin went out to Muhammad. Eli, during the time of Eli.
Yeah.
They never took the Aron with them.
Midian, the name when they went in the Midbar, they never took the Aron.
No, what?
Midian, when they went when they battled against Midian.
It doesn't seem so. The only time they went out, during the time of Eli Akoin. That's when the Aron was Nishbah Aron, and Eli died, and
Chafetz died, and he broke his neck.
He collapsed out of Agmas Nefesh, and the Aron was captured.
I think he said he broke his neck.
Broke his neck when he died.
He fell from his throne.
So it says over here. Okay, so therefore we learn over here. We learn over here the Machane. Over here it doesn't say the Aron. It says the Machane Aron. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. So the bottom line over here is we learn over here four Yisoides. We learn over here the Kohen Moshiach Muhammad. He has to speak with Lashon HaKodesh.
Yeah.
And we have interpreted every single word of Lashon HaKodesh to teach you four Yisoides in battle.
Yeah.
Number one. No rachmanus. Number two is don't be impressed by smoke and mirrors. Okay, all of the things that they're doing is just noise. Goyim make a lot of noise. Just ignore all the noise. It's chatter. Ignore the chatter.
And the third thing. Yeah.
And the third thing is that the koyach of the ribayne shel olam is you're coming with benitzchoyne shel makom, and the goyim are coming with nitzchoyne of bas of adam. It's no match for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is he's coming. The fourth thing is the Aron will accompany you. The Aron is going to come. Therefore, this is the Chil of the Kohen Moshiach Muhammad. Now we go back to the Gemara. My Kama. We learn over here, the Gemara's first question was the Diber El Ha'am. That was the Ikar Halach of this Mishnah. The Ikar Halach of this Mishnah over here is that when you go to Muhammad, the Kohen Moshiach Muhammad has to speak with Lashon HaKodesh. Correct?
Yeah.
How do you Lashon HaKodesh? The Diber Elam, how does that mean Lashon HaKodesh? The Diber Elam, how do you know this? Might come out. Hochi come out. Shenemar, the Diber, Ulachalon, Omer, Gzeir Shava. Diber, Diber. It says that Moshe Yidaber. Moshe spoke with Elohim, Yanem, and we call. Malahal, Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan, Lashon HaKodesh. It says the word Vidiber Elam. It's Halach Moshe Sinai.
How do you know Moshe spoke
Lashon
HaKodesh?
Gvald Gakasha. Gvald, because if you go to Lakewood, they will tell you that the Torah was given in Yiddish. So how then the pasuk of here says V'diber Moshe Malah Alon B'loshon HaKodesh, that Hashem spoke to Moshe by Matan Torah B'loshon. How does the Gemara know that? It's the Farish.
Okay,
everyone knows that the Torah was given in Yiddish.
So
what's the Bukhar? Look in Rashi. How do you know this? How do you know that Hashem gave? How do you know my Kamar? Rashi is silent.
Yeah.
How Taka do you know this? Let's see. Tosis. Tosfos says. How do you know? How do you know this? Let's see. Hachi kamashnei v'dibur. Look at Tosfos.
Yeah,
Yerushalmi. Tosfos. Yerushalmi lama begin the siv v'dibur hare kriyashma the siv ba v'dibarta bum v'hi nemeres b'choloshen ella begin because the siv amira hare parshas v'dibur. It always goes this whole shem Yerushalmi. There's a parallel Yerushalmi to this.
Right.
And the Gemara concludes over here, Kita, this is a very hard Yerushalmi words. I don't know how to read Yerushalmi.
Yeah.
But I remember Rabbi Chiya, when we were in the bottom, Nemeka Negisha, Nelhal Negisha, but Niga Shemoisha El Harafa, Malu Shom Shosh HaKadosh, Akal Shosh HaKadosh. Mistarva, Deloi, Upaktu, Sori Tzvos, Rosh HaOm, Achwei Kei, Veniga Shokhoi, Vedibar HaOm, Bosa, Dimsakim, Lul HaOm, Mashon HaLoin. No, that's not going to help me. Let me see what it says over here in the bottom of the page over here on the Masifta. Toysvis. Navim, Yerushalmi. Shemaksha, Shabbat Parsha Shemaksha Vidibarta. Oh,
it's true. I think you see the
Shalmi, because there is a Vinigash Nigash, Vinigash Akoin, 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 he's not answering, Tayyaz is not answering Al Kasha. You're asking a basic question. How, Taka, do you know that Matan Torah was Lashon HaKodesh? How do you know?
Because the Torah says Anochi Hashem Elokecha.
So what?
This is all.
In fact, there's a medrash that says the word Anochi is a
mitzvah.
Is a mitzvah.
I know.
Okay. So how?
The Minkache has a hope shot in that way.
How do you know as a fact that Matan Torah was Lashon HaKodesh? The Gemara does not say. The Gemara does say, oh, just like Matan Torah was Lashon HaKodesh. So too, Torah says that the Yerushalmi has a whole different makar. But wait a minute. Prove it to me. Prove to me. Is a drasha. I don't know.
It's a given because Hashem created the world. So Torah.
Hashem's own name, Yudkei Vavkei, is Aramaic. Farish. Yudkei Vavkei is a composite of three Aramaic words. Hoya, Hoya, V'ya.
Who says Hoya, V'ya is Aramaic?
It is. It will be Hoya. It will be Hoya is Hebrew. Hoya is Hebrew, not Hoya.
I've heard this before.
Okay?
I'll ask Rav Schmidman. He's giving a whole shiur about this Hoya. This morning.
I saw this. The Yudkei Vavkei is Aramaic. Because you cannot, the Ribbono Shel Olam cannot be defined. You cannot define Hashem.
It's a word
Hashem.
Coil, no?
What?
It's a word coil. But the coil is Gezer Shava. It says coil by the Brachas Nekolalos in Devarim. And with the Torah, it also says coil.
But the Gemara doesn't say that. To make a Gezer Shava, you need to make you can't make your own Gezer Shava. You have to have a Masorah. The Gemara doesn't present a Masorah to go from the Torah, coil to the Brachas Nekolalos. You can't make a Gezer Shava on your own.
What?
You can't make a Gezer Shava on your own. Just because it's the word kol, you have to have a Mesoira to make a Gezer Shava. The Gemara doesn't...
I'm talking the Rav Batanura in the Mishnah in Saitar, Perik Zion, Gimel, Mechavala, Rahala Noyma, Bebrachas, Rekol, Nahagri, Ma'an Yon Amur, Lehala, Belashim, Kosh, Kosir, Sham, Beyomuk, Kol, Yisro, Kol, Ramtiv,
Wait, how do you know? But how do you know the Matan Torah is Lashon HaKodesh? How do you know?
I just told you, Rebbe. The Batanura, I'm quoting the Batanura word for word in the Mishnah in Asaita, Perek Zayin, the third Mishnah.
And he makes a Gezer Shava? Okay. The Batanura quotes that there's a Masorah to make Gezer Shava? Okay.
What?
All right.
Through a coil?
He says the Gezer Shava, call. It says call by the klos and the brachas.
Right.
And there attack it says explicitly that it has to be Lashon HaKodesh.
Okay.
And the drasha there. And here it says Yanena b'koil. Mm-hmm. The mail of the Gezer Shava, call tells us that just like by the brachas, the klos was Lashon HaKodesh, so too Matan Torah was Lashon HaKodesh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pella that we need to come on to the brachas to klos for the ikar shebi karim. Matan Torah is the ikar shebi karim. It's the ikar shebi ikar, Matan Torah. And we don't even know whose voice. By Matan Torah, when Hashem said, Noach Hashem Elokecha, whose voiceover was it? We know there's a famous... What?
Hashem's voice.
What's Hashem's voice? We know when Hashem spoke to Moshe, when Hashem spoke to Moshe by the...
He heard Amram's voice.
It says in the Pasuk, Velukim Yanenu B'Koil.
Yeah.
So that's the coil. Who's coil?
Hashem doesn't have a voice. What's Hashem's voice? There's a famous medrash. There's a famous. I don't know, but there's a voice. There are many voices. There are many different voices. Everyone's voice in this room is different.
Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. He spoke to Amram's voice.
There's a famous Vart.
I'm quoting the Pasuk.
He heard his father's voice. Hashem spoke to him for the first
okay,
time.
Okay, okay.
He heard his Amram's voice.
Okay, this is a side thing we'll discuss. Okay, fine. Let's go back. We are Torabon. You know, Russian English? I will go. Torabon. Veniga Shakoin Vidibalam. Veniga Shakoin Vidibalam. Torabon. All right. Sure, Malas.
Okay, Scott.
Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Have a good night. Thank you very much.
Okay, Robbie.
You're the best. Ron, you're the second best.
That's Hanifus.
Okay, you're the third best.
Thank you.